This is Hypnagogue Podcast 480.
Thank you.
What you don't know about Hypnagogue podcast number 480, but which I am about to tell you, is that it was, in fact, despite my stated intentions on other recent episodes, divided between new tracks and library tracks. It just so happened that as I started to dig into the holding tanks, I had unpacked some stuff recently, so I had more things in the holding tanks. And I just kept finding a lot of really good stuff hiding in there, so I kept putting more and more in there, and eventually I was like, you know what, let's also do some library things just to mix it up. As always, it's a question of the flow dictates the show, and the flow decided that you would have a bunch of new stuff and then a bunch of old stuff, and all in all you would have 12 stuffs. Let's talk about this delightful dozen, shall we? Started off with Mikado from the album Mindscapes. That was an afternoon reflection. Arlo Caldwell after that with World Is On Fire. Oh, goddamn, is it ever. From the album Follow Your Sound. Twilight Archive comes back to us with an album called Dusk Line. That track was Endless Folds. Then it was The Moon Is a Bell from Everything Is Made of Glass. That track was called Desires. Steve Roach's new album is Sentient Being. It just released at the beginning of February. It's an excellent album. I spent an entire day just letting it loop. And I mean literally from pretty early in the morning through my work day into my evening, I just let it go. And I was quite content to listen to just that for the entire day. And I've come back to it a number of times since as well. Sentient Being, that track was called Wrapped in Solitude. Then it was Trem 77 with the closing and title track from their album Epochs. And then 2002 from The Wishing Well with On the Wings of Angels. And that was the point where we broke off into the library with Marcus Reuter and the late Zero Ohms, with the track Boundless from what is most certainly a Hall of Fame album title here at Hypnagogue. Are you ready? It is called From Worlds Unseen, A Light Yet Streams, A Sound Replete. Poetry. Very nice. Keith Ritchie after that with Ultima Thule from Ambient Highways. Now I'm assuming that Keith took that name from Charles Darwin's boat. Is that what it was? Ultima Thule? I would like to think he named it after the wonderful and long-running ambient radio show Ultima Thule, hosted by George Cruikshank. We can pretend that it is. Chris Coco came after that from How to Disappear Completely by telling us we should leave no trace. And we closed off with Pagination from Indicia Volume 2. That was Campaigners. I do hope you enjoyed the ride this time around, nice and uninterrupted. Please be sure that you are subscribing to the podcast so you never have to miss an episode. You can find it on any podcast aggregator that you like. Just go put in the word Hypnagogue. I am the only one out there as a podcast. You'll also see music by a guy called Hypnagogue, but that's not me. Or you can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. On the right-hand side, there is a little box. You put in your email address, and you get new episodes plopped right into your inbox as soon as they release. Certain Thursday mornings at 6:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because there's lots more music coming your way, and you simply don't want to miss it. I am telling you that for your own good. And you get this, too. I do hope you'll be here when the next episode drops, and until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all, of course, peace and power.